Even the COVID, it was after the COVID, I actually had a bleeding ulcer, and I kept passing out because I was losing so much blood.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that had to be delved into, and glad you were able to, I guess, pinpoint what the problem was.
And, got the problem identified and fixed and moving forward.
Glad to hear that. Well, good to hear your voice. Glad to have you back on the program, Greg. And what is going on at the History Center? What do we have currently happening?
So we have two current new exhibits. That is the Hispanic Heritage Art Show and the Hispanic Heritage Photo Collages. Both of those will be up through November 13th. Really nice exhibits, both the art and the photographs. So check that out. It's on the Peterson Gallery and the first floor. Preston Gallery, excuse me. Preston Gallery and the first floor for both of those. And so those will be through November 13th.
Outstanding.
Let me throw this in. We're also in conjunction with HOT with that.
Good deal. And, you know, Hispanic Heritage Month, I think, officially ended what here?
Mid-October.
Yeah.
So mid-September to mid-October.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you know, this rolls into and overlaps are the activities that are going to be taking place this weekend for Dia de los Muertos and getting into to that Veterans Day. So obviously, even though the official month and the celebration is over, still very timely.
Yes, very, very much so, Chuck. We like to present as much culture from the community as we can, and this is certainly a part of that.
Well, let's see. There is a big trick-or-treating event in downtown Emporia this Saturday, and will the Lyon County History Center be a part of that, Greg?
We will, of course, be a part of that. We, since we've moved to the new location, we've been handing out candy for Halloween. It is an amazing amount of children and pieces of candy that leave our place. I think last year we went through 25 pounds. We'll probably do as much or more this year. But it's great to see all the kids. They're all excited. They're all dressed up. And even the parents are dressed up. So it's a really fun event. We dress up. One year we dressed up as Bob's Burgers, the
nice
cartoon. And I was, of course, Bob. It fit. But, we enjoy it as much as the kids do. So that'll be this Saturday. And we'll start handing out candy right after the parade.
Good deal. Are you using this opportunity to remind parents and kids that your kids' area is opening up soon?
We will have signage up, certainly announcing, broadcasting that the kids' area, after an extensive remodel, will in fact be open November 4th. I think people will really enjoy the new look, and so we are excited about that. So planning on opening on November 4th.
How big of a deal is that to have that kids' area open back up again?
It is a really big deal, Chuck. We have over 2,500 kids a year come through there, maybe even more. Sometimes we lose count because so many come in at once. But it is a really big deal, and we really like being a part of the people's, the parents' daily activities. And so we have a lot of things for the kids to do there, and so they're not just there for 5 or 10 minutes. They're there for an hour or 90 minutes. So it's a really good event for both us to get the kids into the museum and introduced to history and to have the parents have a place for their kids to have activities.
All right, November 4, the big day there. What about a quilting workshop, Greg?
So Barb Say has a monthly quilting workshop. The next one will be Saturday, November 8th. That's at 12:30. So if you have interest in quilting, in particular, crazy quilting, come by the History Center, and Barb will be doing a demonstration on that. Barb is really active in the fiber arts community here in Emporia, so he does a really good job. So come by on Saturday, November 8th.
All right. And, you know, match day window, the fundraising window apparently opened up here just a few days ago. So we're less than a month out from the official match day celebration and the official match day donor window coming to a close.
Yes, so match day, if you want to write a check, you can do that now, drop it off at the History Center or at the Emporia Community Foundation. But the actual match day is November 17th. It's a really, really big deal that the Emporia Community Foundation presents. It's a way for your donation dollars to go even further because there are matching people that contribute funds to that. So us and 34 other groups in the area are participating. This is the Friends of the Lyon County History Center. So it's an excellent way to help your dollars go further, to help do more good throughout the community.
And, Greg, will there be any traveling exhibitions stopping by the Lyon County History Center?
Well, Ron, as it turns out, we applied for and were granted one of the spots for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. This is a big nationwide traveling exhibit. So we will be having that, us and 47 other Kansas institutions. And our day for that, our time for that, is May 23rd through June 21st. Of course, that's next year. And so we are in partnership with ESU School of Humanities and Social Sciences. We're going to have some handouts and some teacher stuff to go along with that. So this, again, the semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, semi-quincentennial.
of the Declaration of Independence. So really, and it's a really, we've seen previews of it, a really nice exhibit that we will put up in our place so people can come by and check that out. And also we'll have a lot of school groups come through. So that'll be happening next year on May 23rd through June 21st.
Can't wait for that. That'll be awesome.
That is going to be fun. Do you have any idea here, Greg, what exactly those exhibits are going to be, or is that kind of hush-hush yet?
Well, no, there's going to be 10 panels that explain how the formation of the country, and then it, of course, culminates with the Declaration of Independence from England. And so it's a very well-done, very introspective look at the beginnings of this country, and even kind of moves forward as to why after the Declaration of Independence, and then, of course, the Constitution and how important that still is today.
Semi-quincentennial, or the quarter millennium.
There you go.
I like that. I think I'll use that one.
1/4 of 1,000 years. Right there.
Hey, there's a lot of historical weight behind
No kidding.
It's fairly important.
That's an understatement. Greg, anything else you wanted to add this morning?
It's going to be a beautiful day. Get out there and enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right. Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, Greg Jordan with us. Bi-weekly update. A lot of updating there.
A lot of short-term stuff coming, and also that wonderful quarter millennia exhibit coming in starting in late May. Great stuff at the History Center.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:54.
20 years ago, we started with a simple mission: to provide an unrivaled customer experience by bringing trusted technology and superior service to Kansans. This milestone belongs to you, our customers.